Hello, everyone. This is Ugo Che, and this is my photography podcast. Today is July 11, 2017. And today I want to talk to you about cliches. This episode is based on a talk that I recently gave at the Out of Chicago conference, but I'm expanding a little bit on it. So we'll be talking about cliches. What's a cliche? Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, a cliché is a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. Examples of usage include that old cliché, a woman's place is in the home, or the usual worn-out clichés about the English. We can certainly apply this concept to visual arts as well, including photography. Any one of us can certainly think of photographs that have been taken so many times that they have become cliches. Most photos taken at sunset at Horseshoe Bend in Arizona look exactly like every other one, don't they? Right now, I'm looking at a photo of mine that I took a few years ago in Prague. And if you're just listening to the audio, you cannot see it. But if you want to have a look, you should go to my website, ucphoto.me, and search for the podcast section. It's up at the top on the main menu on every page. So this is a photo I was saying I took in Prague years ago. And it displays the bridges over the Vltava River at the blue hour, my favorite time of the day for shooting cityscapes, when the sky starts turning a deep blue and the city lights start coming up. This is certainly a cliche. I mean, if you do a search on Google Images for terms like Prague Bridges River, blue hour, you will find a ton of similar photos. Just for your benefit, if you want to take the same photo, you need to take one of the trams that go to Sparta, the Sparta stop. You get off in front of the stadium, then you go on the other side of the street. There is a small park that is called, let's call it Letna Park. And you just go to the other side of the park and you see the river down below and you can take that kind of photo. So it's definitely been taken a million times, definitely a cliche. But sometimes when I visit places for the first time and I have little time, I make a plan to capture at least a few iconic postcard-type photos, if you will. In this case, I only had 2 days to spend in Prague. The weather was horrible for the most part, so I tried at least to get a couple safe shots. And now, that's the reason why some images become cliches. That's because they are beautiful. People love looking at them and love buying products that carry reproductions of those images, like, for example, jigsaw puzzles. The jigsaw puzzle industry might be the biggest consumer of colorful, detailed images of easily recognizable locations in great light, just like mine above. And precisely, because of these qualities, and not because of any great artistic merit, my photo has sold well, including to a jigsaw puzzle company that used it for one of their products. The proceeds from sales of this image might one day allow me to take another trip to Prague and other types of images at leisure. There's another maybe less obvious example in an image that I took in the island of Gozo, in the Maltese archipelago, years ago, of a natural arch that is called the Azure Window. And this was already a very well known as a photo location in the Mediterranean, but became even more popular after it was used as the backdrop for the scene of the wedding of Daenerys Targaryen and Khal Drogo in the Game of Thrones series. So, this is maybe less of a cliche. I used the long exposure, it's a black and white, so there's a little bit of originality, but still it's not completely overly original. However, I'm happy that I took this photo. I wouldn't be able to take this one anymore, even if I went back to Gozo, because the Azure Window is no more. It collapsed into the sea following a particularly fierce storm last winter. So my point here is that sometimes a cliche photo might be the only lasting memory you have of a place, so why not take it? In the end, what I want to suggest here is not that you should only take iconic postcard shots. By all means, work towards developing your own style and finding your own vision. But there is something to be said for taking an occasional picture of a location that is too common. And always remember, as director Jim Jarmusch says, that authenticity is invaluable, originality is non-existent. Thanks for listening.